your will supersede mine, and for me to be in accord with your laws of harmony and love, rapport and communication. If it be thy will, Father, if for the gift of transmediumship to bring forth messages from your celestials to help guide and teach us on our path back to thee. I'm here, Jesus. I ask you to relax and be bathed by the interflowing of the Father's divine love. This is so necessary. Not only for your peace of mind, but also to help render you in a state of openness and receiving for your cooperation is needed to transform your soul, to allow the progression to happen. Your soul, if you can picture it, is like a vast land in need of nourishment. Allow the bountifulness of the divine love to soothe that parchedness and replenish the soil of your soul, it may be tilled and made ready for the raining down of divine love to transfer your soul into a bountifulness. And to blossom and give forth its beauty. So welcome this manna to yourself. Open the windows and closets that have been shut, then locked because of the fear of discovery of any darkness that you hide. And allow the light to fill it. Yes. Most especially those things that have been hidden. Those things that you are most ashamed of bringing to the light. Allow the light to shine upon it, that you may be transformed. Ask for forgiveness and lay yourself bare before the Father's transforming, healing, divine love. You have so much to be thankful for. Allow that love to spread forth. In soothing light. Like you're doing a vision, a crystal formation that is being polished and cleansed for the light to shine forth in all of its beauty, the cobwebs and debris are being removed and is being blasted of all its excrements to allow the many facets of light through, that it glows with a brilliance that shows that it is a beautiful gem, enhanced and becoming a greater thing of value as it allows the iridescence of the love that it has taken on to shine forth. Father's divine love to be reflected. It just becomes a new thing, not to be hidden or put on a shelf, but to be readily displayed and in the forefront for you to remember your value, for you to find the strength to know your voice and reflect the gift in all facets of your life. Do you know who you really are? Come to know your Father, who calls you home to Him, and prepare yourself Father truly loves you. Fit yourself to be in His presence. And prepare yourself for the task before you. Let go of transgressions done to you. Let go of those misinterpretations in communication and see everyone as deserving of his light and love. And I do mean everyone. For in this frame of mind, it becomes a reality that aligns you in the truth. And you will be a vessel for us to speak the truth through you. And as you get yourself out of the way and allow this heavenly message to come forth, that it will resound with the power of a heavenly force to vibrate within the souls of man, that they hear on a level, whether conscious or not, the truth of which we speak. Be the instruments in this divine composition, that the words and music and lyrics reach a pitch that vibrates in them, that they awaken. We ask you each to come out of your slumber and be awake to the light and love and truth that is here for you. This is no small thing that we ask. What we do ask is that you pray more strongly for an increase in your faith, for an increase in the love to dwell within you and be reflected out by the thoughts that you hold, by the words that you speak, with the hands that you touch, each and every one you meet. For you will be instruments in the love. And if you, through the exercise of your free will, acquiescence, and share this truth, then many souls will be gathered for the harvest of the Father's divine love. And you will awaken so many will have the scales fall from their eyes and see the truth of the love. And you will become in alignment, in complete alignment, that your spiritual nature or supersede your animal appetites, in this holy endeavor of the light. The Father loves you and wishes you to be healed in whatever form that takes for you. Feel the love raining down upon you. Now it's truth. And that part of you that is ascending is that part of you through the exercise of your free will, are allowing to shine forth and be healed. This is not a half-hearted endeavor, but 100% commitment on your part. And your acceleration through those spheres of enlightenment will be felt in the quality of your lives and how you allow yourself to be unaffected by the misguided trivialities of men's thoughts and actions. For you will hear the clarion call of your true home, and you will be in this world but not of this world. For with this love and guidance and acceptance of the helpmates the Father has given to you, including those whom you've assisted in sharing the truth, you'll communicate through our assistance in such a way that a chord will be resonating in many souls. Know this to be the truth and accept it as your own. Do you have any questions you wish to ask at this time?
What is the spiritual cause of my ear infection?
What is it that you are not hearing? Who are you, or how are you listening? Readjust your hearing and listening in such a way that you receive on a soul level the simple truth and ask for healing that you see into the souls of others, what they are really saying, so that you aren't caught up in the maelstrom of their negativity and frustration, or your own. We all respond to being accepted. It is hard for some to be loved or to see others as equals and deserving of the love. Ask for healing on false pride and see what is important, and learn to hear and listen, actively listen. To the true communication that is there to be gone beyond the layers of fear and doubt, for you are appreciated and you do have value and you make a difference. Don't take on the frivolities and despair of others. Exercise the right to value yourself and humbly ask that you see the truth and to receive the answers. And you will align yourself in a force field that allows you to be protected. Do not be caught up in the negativity and false truths of this world. See the goodness and nourish the goodness. Have I helped you?
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you, Master.
You are my brother in the love. And I'm with you often. And you've helped your parents in their progression. They are here. Feel their love. We have much work to do. And we gladly do our Father's bidding. And we are grateful for the blessings and the opportunities to pray and to see reflected in your souls the divine loves acceleration in each of you. God's mercy and love be with you each. And remember, during those times of despair and frustration and hopelessness, ask for mercy and you will see a bridge, promise for the Father remembers and knows you. And you are not forgotten. And these works of the divine love are not in vain. Be grateful for the healings that happen, for they make it much easier for you in your progression once you are removed from this coat of flesh. God's love be with you each. I'm your friend and brother in the divine love. A brother who loves you and has tenderly nurtured your progress along the path to our divine Father who loves you each. With this love, I leave you for now. I'm your friend and brother, Jesus the Christ, a son who goes about doing my Father's bidding, as will you.